You're listening to White Plains Hospital Health Talk right here on Westchester Talk Radio.
White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. This is Health Talk. Welcome back to Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital. I'm Jim Cleafield. At the first half hour, you heard from experts here on orthopedic spine surgery and the exceptional nurses here at the hospital. This half hour, we look forward to talking about the importance of clinical trials in cancer and telemedicine. And with that, we bring in our very next guest. His name is Dr. Zsolt Kolcsár. He is a practicing rheumatologist and is a physician in lead ambulatory quality and a physician lead for telehealth services. Good to have you, Dr. Kolcsár.
Good to be here. Good morning.
Nice to have you with us here today. Well, you are a practicing physician specializing in the field of rheumatology, and for the benefit of our audience listening, Doctor, we're really here to talk about telemedicine and what it is. For those who may not know it, it's a growing trend in healthcare to offer convenience for patients. Can you tell us some about how you got involved in that?
Sure. So I was actually doing my training in rheumatology up at Dartmouth Medical Center, and also applied for a public health degree that I did concomitantly. And it was at that time that our program director started seeing some patients that were living 2 hours north of the medical center. There was a huge need for rheumatology care, and it was a real difficult time for these patients to drive down to us. So they offered a video visit for consultation and for follow-up care. And so as I was going into a public health degree, I thought it would be really interesting to look at what's going on, look at the quality of the care that we're delivering with these televisits compared to the in-person visits. And so I became fascinated. I started studying it more closely, and then eventually started trying to improve the care we're delivering up there. It seemed to catch national attention. We presented some of our work at national conferences, both in rheumatology and telehealth. And so here we are. When I finished my training, I came down to White Plains, and I thought this should be just done in the urban setting and not just in the rural setting. So that's how I got started down here.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about what current specialties or services are offered to patients here at White Plains Hospital in the area of telemedicine. Can you elaborate more on that?
Sure. So when I came down here, one of the big challenges with telehealth services, the technology is there, it's ready to use, but the reimbursement and really the model of care is not so robust yet. So we thought of using the services for more surgical cases. And so we are starting it mostly in our robotics, gynecologic surgeries. These are complex surgeries, and we have a world-renowned surgeon that really often people come quite far to see. And so we thought maybe the follow-up should be more convenient so they don't have to drive back. And that's exactly where we started. Now we've quickly expanded into radiation therapy. So imagine that patients need to get radiation because of a cancer. And so a few days later, you want to make sure the radiation has not injured the skin. Nothing suits a video visit like a quick skin check. So again, our radiation oncologist has quite a draw. People come from all the way up in West Point. And so we want to reduce the need for the drive back to the hospital for something as simple as a skin check. These are really the more innovative areas that we're starting. And again, because the reimbursement model makes sense, but more the patient convenience model makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So who else in the area is engaged in telehealth and telemedicine? And can you also tell us about why this White Plains Hospital program is different? What actually makes it different?
Sure. So as you might have heard, in really the New York City and New York State area, there are a couple of health systems that are involved in telehealth services. These systems are not based in Westchester, but they have a small footprint in Westchester. And the difference between them and White Plains is that we live in Westchester, we employ Westchester-based physician often. So these are your neighbors. And there's nothing like being able to connect through the telemedicine platform to a neighbor, a trusted physician who you probably live in the same town with, as opposed to somebody who's all the way out in the tip of Long Island connecting to you. So some of the programs that are happening right now is Northern Westchester. If you get admitted with a psychiatric emergency, you'll actually probably end up seeing a psychiatrist based down in Long Island at their main campus in Manhasset or LIJ. And so while that's great and it gets you the proper care, I think there's some value in knowing that who you connect with is not so far removed. And if for some reason things aren't going well, you could always go into their office, which is probably down the road.
And specifically, how are neighbors taking care of neighbors when it comes to using technology? How does that benefit the patient?
So I think neighbors taking care of neighbors is something that I've coined and I truly believe in. I think it's been happening at White Plains for a long time. The technology just enables that to happen a little easier. So as you're aware, a lot of the Westchester residents end up working down in the city. So these people live here, they're our neighbors, but they work all the way down in the city. And while there is not a large distance separating us, if you factor in traffic and public transportation, all of a sudden there is a large distance, which can be an hour to 2 hours away. So if somebody who lives in Westchester has to take a half a day off from their job just to do a follow-up visit with me as a rheumatologist, all of a sudden that doesn't make too much economic sense. If I can offer them a quick follow-up visit in their office, in their workplace, in a private setting, that's neighbors taking care of neighbors. Us as physicians allowing our neighbors to be productive and healthy and keep going without having a huge inconvenience of taking a day off, maybe having some family have to take some time off to bring us into the visit in the office.
Well, let me ask you, when will these types of services in telehealth actually be available for patients to actually start using? When will that be available?
So we've been working very carefully with a local vendor to get this platform available. And so we are at the point where now we have, it's an available product. We're going to actually go live with patients probably in early May, and it's going to be with our radiation oncologist as well as our robotic surgeon. On a side note, I have a young lady that I take care of at my rheumatology practice. She just delivered her first child, really 3 months old, and she called me the other day and said she has a little bit of an emergency. We really need to take a look at her hand because it's a little swollen and painful. So tomorrow we booked her for the first telehealth visit. So it is going to be happening as early as tomorrow and more broadly, probably early May.
And you see that expanding upon, expanding?
So absolutely, we see this program expanding fairly rapidly. We already have plans to utilize it for more our ER physicians who are discharging patients. They're concerned that even though they don't need to be in the hospital, they really should have a quick follow-up, and we want to have a safety net in place. So ER will be looking at high-risk discharges and the next day follow-up with an e-visit. And then we have some great ideas across the board now that we have a large multi-specialty group and are always open to having new providers use this platform creatively.
Well, sounds great. Fantastic information. Dr. Kolchar, thanks for joining us today, and thanks for spending some time with us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
We have been speaking with Dr. Zol Kolchar. Again, he's a practicing rheumatologist and a physician in lead ambulatory quality and lead telehealth services with White Plains Hospital. And just a reminder, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. This is Health Talk, made possible by White Plains Hospital.
I was rehearsing for a dance and my knee just popped. Everyone around me, their faces just dropped.
At 15, Julia Oliveri suffered a painful knee injury while practicing for a dance competition.
I knew that it just wasn't right.
After surgery and a year of physical therapy, Julia still couldn't dance. That's when she went for a second opinion with Dr. Rick Weinstein at White Plains Hospital.
The MRI showed a tear in the cartilage. The tear was what was causing her problem.
He performed minimally invasive knee surgery.
Julia is an athlete. For her, the recovery is so important. And because it's such small incisions, the same day I have her up and walking.
Just 2 months later, Julia was back in the dance studio.
I was very impressed at White Plains Hospital. I could finally dance again and do what I love.
Expert orthopedic surgery helped this teen dance competitor get back on her toes. White Plains Hospital. Exceptional every day. Find your pain relief. Call 914-849-MYMD. That's 914-849-MYMD. A member of the Montefiore Health System.
Want to hear more from White Plains Hospital Health Talk?
Listen on demand at WPHospital.org and on Westchester Talk Radio every day at 3 p.m.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. I'm Jim Cleefield. Welcome back to Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital. But we now look forward to talking about the importance of clinical trials in cancer. And with that, we bring in our very next guest. Her name is Una Hopkins, and she's administrative director with White Plains Hospital's Center for Cancer Care. Una, good to have you with us on the program.
Good to be here. Thank you very much.
Well, we wanted you to share with our audience today about the cancer program here at the hospital. And tell me, what makes it unique from other programs like that at other hospitals?
So our cancer program is extraordinarily unique in Westchester. It is a gem in the lower Westchester area. We provide so many things to our patient population who chooses not to go to the city for their cancer care. The cancer care we deliver here is by experts. They are medical oncologists, surgical oncologists, radiation oncologists, and our interdisciplinary team includes financial advocates. We have social workers. We have navigators to help them get from place to place in their cancer journey. We have expert nurses that are all certified in oncology. We have board-certified physicians. We have state-of-the-art technology here, and we have multidisciplinary tumor boards in which palliative care attends, all of our medical oncologists, surgical oncologists, radiation oncologists attend, all of the people involved in a patient's care attends to come up with the best plan of care, including the possibility for a clinical trial for any patient.
Yeah, let's talk more about that as far as patients being able to take advantage of the robust clinical trial program here at the hospital and the cancer care program. And what exactly, again, is a clinical trial, and who actually would benefit from this kind of service?
There's a lot of people that can benefit from a clinical trial. And clinical trials have traditionally been thought of as a last resort for cancer treatment. But in fact, they're not. We have clinical trials that range from screening for lung cancer, for instance. Low-dose CAT scan and screening once a year for 5 years is one of our clinical trials. And we actually have better than the nationwide detection of cancer in our clinical trial. We have over 500 patients enrolled in that trial, and we have detected 12 lung cancers early, treatable and curable. And so that's the idea behind a clinical trial, is to make sure that we're catching early. So that's one of our screening and prevention trials. Then you have treatment trials, and we have novel agents. The landscape of cancer has changed so rapidly in the last year with the invent of immunotherapy, which is a therapy that allows your own immune system to be regulated, and that through that regulation, it assists us in fighting cancer. So it is able to target the immune system to target the cancer cells. And so most of those drugs are utilized in clinical trials right now. And so being able to offer those kind of novel agents in our community setting with our expert clinicians here is extraordinary for our patient population.
Well, the next question is, how do I learn more about the trials at the hospital's Center for Cancer Care, and also if or a loved one is eligible to take part in that program?
So we have lots of operators standing by, in a sense, with no pun intended. We actually have a clinical trials website that is very robust. You can actually go on to the clinical trials website at White Plains Hospital, and you can search for clinical trials. So, for instance, you can be a loved one and have a wife that has breast cancer, and you're looking for a clinical trial. So you can actually sort by the types of clinical trials based on disease or based on your physician. You can also search in that direction. We also, and it's called clinicaltrials@whiteplainshospital.org, is a very specific email address in which you can just send a generic question and someone on the other end would be happy to help you find a clinical trial that's appropriate for you. Or, of course, you can call the clinical trials office and you will have a live person answer you.
And also, you have a number of screening events that take place throughout the year when it comes to cancer prevention. Is that correct?
That is correct. We are very active in the community and want to make sure that the community is cared for, regardless of their insurance or ability to pay, but more from an educational standpoint to make sure that they know that they should be screened. We have a number of initiatives going at the moment. One is, of course, breast cancer. All women back in 2009, when the new guidelines for screening changed, women became very confused as to when they should have their mammographies and when should they be screened and who should they talk to. And, of course, the answer is always talk to your healthcare professional because they know best and they know your history, and that all makes a difference as to when you should be screened. For the most part, any woman above 40 to 45 should be screened annually, and we have four sites in which our cancer center does screenings. We also offer after hours in the evenings and weekends. So there's no excuse for a woman not to be screened for annually for breast cancer with the use of mammography. And now we're using digital mammography, and it's really very impressive in detecting early breast cancer, which is curable. So the message to patients, to people, to the community is that if you're screened early, there is a very good potential with the drugs and the treatment and the expertise that we have here for cure of that cancer. So that's one initiative in our breast area. There's also another initiative in which we're working with closely with American Cancer Society called 80 by 2018. 80 by 2018 is colorectal screening. And I know you've seen lots of the commercials out there about colorectal screening and how easy it is to do. The best mechanism by which to be screened is through colonoscopy. And I know people say, oh, that's really very hard. It's very time consuming. You have to have a driver to take you there and pick you up and so on and so forth. But in essence, if you catch an early colon cancer, you also can be cured. So, you know, the time that it might take to do that is worth it, truly, because the colon cancer, when detected early, is really, really, really curable.
And how about prostate cancer?
So prostate cancer, the guidelines changed rapidly prior, and we used to do what they call digital rectal exams along with a PSA testing, which is a blood test. They no longer recommend that being done unless you have a strong family history. So from prostate cancer, that's where I would send you back to your urologic physician and or your primary care physician to see if you need to be screened at an earlier age.
It depends on your family history, right?
It does. It does, very much so. Because a lot of the genes, and we are starting to find genes and genomic profiling as part of the cancer world, and sometimes changes in those genes can make a big difference in whether you are at risk or a higher risk for a certain cancer and should, in fact, be screened differently.
Well, looking forward now, what are you most excited about next for White Plains Hospital's Cancer Center looking ahead?
So we have a newly renovated, beautiful cancer center, done a lot with relaxation and integrated all of our integrated services, such as massage and acupressure, acupuncture, Reiki therapy, yoga. We have drumming. We have social work. We have patient resource libraries. We have all sorts of things now for patients. It's a very patient-centric cancer center. Our newest renovations are going to take place in our radiation oncology department. By June of 2018, we should have a new radiosurgical machinery inside the radiation department, which will allow us to be able to take care of brain cancers and brain tumors and radiosurgically take care of them. So it allows us to work on different cancers, and more precise with the new machinery that we will be receiving.
So exciting new innovations, right?
Really. New innovations. Stereotactic radiosurgery has not been new, but for us in White Plains, it will be new because we will now have the technology to be able to do that.
Well, that sounds very exciting and for people to look forward to. Well, again, it's a pleasure talking to you, and best of luck here at the hospital.
Thank you very much.
Again, we've been speaking with Una Hopkins. Again, she is an administrative director with White Plains Hospital's Center for Cancer Care. And just a reminder, you are listening to Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. This has been Health Talk, brought to you by White Plains Hospital. I'm Jim Cleafield.
Shark Creative. Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark Creative.